The After Hour Show. Grab a drink and relax.
And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Welcome to the show.
Buy Apple hardware, software, or gadgets at discount prices on AppleShopaholic.com. Read reviews about the latest iPad, the iWatch, and Apple TV. Find the best deals on iPhones, Macs, and iPods at AppleShopaholic.com. Visit AppleShopaholic.com now. That's AppleShopaholic.com.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Wes from the GF6 Show, reminding you to check us out every Saturday night right here on Spreaker.com for Xbox Talk, interviews, cool prizes, insane skits, killer comedy, and the one and only GF6 Prank of the Week. Hit up the GF6 Facebook fan page or the GF6 website at www.gfsix.com. Shout out to all the GF6 Nation.
Do the dirty, 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 dirty. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you to the After Hours Show.
This episode is brought to you by AudioBoo.com. Check them out. We have exclusive segments that you can only find on AudioBoo.com.
And if you're not down with that, Billy's got two words for you.
Oh, wow.
All right, guys, welcome to the Audio Boo broadcast of the After Hours Show. This is our midweek show that we do for AudioBoo.com. Now, we have a great show for you guys tonight, and it's just me in the studio, Mark Hamill, and we can take calls at 603-217-5737. Now, no joke, I was literally just coming through the door of the studio with 2 minutes left until we were on the air, ate my sandwich, my dinner real quick, and then I got on to bring this show to you guys. All right, so what we're going to be doing tonight is we are going to be talking about some Easter eggs. Now, for some of our listeners who don't know what Easter eggs are in video games, well, it's basically just another word for secrets, some secret things going on and just hidden things throughout games. But now a lot of these games and a lot of these top numbers on this list are from older games, like retro old, like we're talking PC floppy disk games. And some of them are also all the way up to N64, I think maybe even the Xbox 360, but a lot of them are kind of older. So if you guys have any other myths or Easter eggs that you want to share, type them in the chat box. The Spreaker chat box is the best place to do it. And I will also, well, let's see, I'll log on to my Facebook right now too to see if you guys have any messages you want to send into the show. All right, guys, what we're going to do is we are going to take one quick break. And before that break, I want to tell you guys about something. We recently just launched the After Hours Show TV. A lot of you guys have seen it, but you don't really understand what it is. Right now, we don't have any shows produced. We are working on them. One of the shows I'm doing is called Pimp My YouTube. And what it is, it's kind of like Pimp My Ride, except for you guys send in videos, or people with YouTube send in videos, and they say, After Hour Comedy, Pimp My YouTube, and then they explain why, and then I go and I give them a new intro, a custom banner, a custom outro. We literally pimp their YouTube, and that's going to be a show that's going to be aired on the After Hour Show TV, and it's going to be like a show, it's going to be a whole season of shows, so it's cool. This is going to be like a real TV channel for you guys to watch shows, not just from the After Hour Show, but from other people that we think have good shows out there that want to have like a weekly episode released, and then we can, you know, put it on our TV guide and you guys can go check it out. And that is on the afterhourshow.com. So go check it out. It is the After Hours Show TV. That's the tab that's on there. You can see it right now. It's still in the beta. So you'll look at the TV guide and it will say like Pimp My YouTube coming soon. And I think there's a couple other shows that we have that we're going to be producing, and we're in the recording stage of the episodes, but they will be rolling out soon. So we have more details on that. Also, if you guys have anything you want to get on the After Hours Show TV, let us know. Send it to us. You have to have the rights to it. That's the most important part. And then we can air it, you know, and it's a cool thing. So it's good for you guys. It's good for us. And eventually you won't be able to skip through videos. It will be whatever we're airing at that time. And then we'll have time slots and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, it's in the beta phase. So go check it out. Leave your comments in the box down below. It's, it just goes right to our Facebook and it's an easy way to communicate. But all right, guys, what we are going to be doing right now is we are going to be talking about some myths. And these myths are all related to video games and hidden things inside of them. This is the top 45 scariest Easter eggs.
And creepy content, disturbing violent and graphic images, jump scares, pop-ups, and sudden loud noises.
And this is the dude talking. This is the actual video.
The term Easter egg refers to a hidden message or joke, or in the case of this list, scare in a video game. It was originally coined by Atari after they pointed out a secret message left by Warren Robinette in the video game Adventure. In this list, most Easter eggs are usually visual or triggered events that just add extra scares to the game. They are not necessary to gameplay, but make for a spookier experience. So, here are the top 45 scariest Easter eggs in games.
All right, guys, so I'm not sure if we're going to have time to go through all of them, all 45. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip up to, let's go to probably halfway through. Let's see what number we're at. Okay, I want to go up to number 10. I want to bring you guys the top 10. So here we go, starting at number 10. I'm going to post this list to our Facebook right now so you guys can check it out. And there are 45. It's like a 40-minute video. But this is probably the best quality video that is out there as far as these myths go. So check it out. And I'm just going to do top 45 myths. And even though it's not myths, it's Easter eggs, I just don't have the time to type that while I'm on the air. So check it out. The video is posted. We are going to start at number 10.
Ghost of Hitman Contracts.
So this is from the game Hitman Contracts.
Already mentioned in our creepy urban game legends list, the ghost of the Hitman Contracts appears in the level Traditions on the Trade. If you pick the lock while nobody's looking, you can go into a hidden area of the hotel. If you carry on through a dreary hallway, you'll run into a cop who tells you that there's been a nasty accident in one of the rooms. There's a dead body on the floor and a knife on the wall. However, when you walk into the bathroom, you get to see the ghost in the mirror.
That's pretty cool. Now, they're showing in the video, you walk into the bathroom, look at the mirror, the lights flicker, and there's a ghost in the mirror. Stuff like this is really cool. I love seeing hidden things inside video games just because it's fun to look for. And, you know, I just think it's really cool. And Grand Theft Auto, now that Grand Theft Auto 5 has been released, it is the number one thing I'm going to do for the next, I don't know, however many months. I'm just going to look for every Easter egg. And I see them in the chat. So I'm just going to say, if you guys are looking for tips, I actually didn't know a lot of these things. But one of my good buddies on YouTube, Josh Keatley, has a YouTube channel. And he has some great Grand Theft Auto 5 how-to videos. And the one I'm going to use is because I need to, I don't know if you guys follow my YouTube channel, After Hour Comedy, but I do this thing where I just kill hookers because they're immoral and they shouldn't be around in my city. So I'm the hooker hunter, but I also have a bunch of other things I'm working on too. But for now, you know, I need to pimp out my pimp mobile, and I used his money cheat on his channel to pimp out my pimp mobile. So now it's got NOS, it's got the custom bodywork and all that stuff. But yeah, check out that channel. I'll even post the money cheat that I used on our fan page. But yeah, this is cool. And so right now when you look in the mirror, you see a ghost, and it's kind of cool.
You can also see the ghost appear in the bedroom too. The ghost has no relation to the plot whatsoever. It's not even an achievement or anything like that. What is its purpose in the game, and who it actually was remains a complete mystery.
Now this guy is a little bit hard to understand. He's trying to talk all spooky-like, and he is just kind of mumbling.
The ghost can also be killed and is said to appear in 6 different parts of the level.
That's pretty cool. All right, number 9.
Tumbleweed from Red Dead Redemption.
Ooh, this is interesting. Because I always heard that that house was haunted, and now we're talking about Red Dead Redemption. In the newspaper, I forget, I even saved it. It was like the one newspaper I bought in that entire game. And it said, is the or ghost scene in the abandoned mansion. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. And I spent so much time looking for these ghosts, and then I was convinced it was just fake. And now it shows up on this list, and I'm really curious to see, because what they're showing me right now, without, and I haven't listened to it, what they're showing on the screen is something I never would have looked for. So let's see what they say.
Rockstar included a large number of scary Easter eggs in Tumbleweed to supposedly make the game much more atmospheric and creepy. If players wandered throughout the area, they would encounter strange things. Such examples include the walls of the first and second floor of the mansion changing color very slowly, random footprints appearing on the stairs to the cellar, voices whispering in the cellar, lights flickering, faces and spirits appearing, and doors closing by themselves. Even animals have been seen acting very oddly, such as the rabbits who appear to be sitting in the rooms, even when players approach them. Horses mysteriously disappear from the barn, and one lone skinny horse is spotted near the windmill.
Wait a minute. Okay, so I don't know about any of our listeners. I have never seen any of that. I've never been running around the house and seen a bunny on the step, and they showed that very clearly in the video. So it's got to be real, I guess. I've never seen a skinny horse, the footprints. This is cool. I may have to go back and play this game again tonight. So if any of my Xbox friends see me playing Red Dead Redemption, you know why.
Barking is also heard throughout the area, and if tracked long enough, will eventually lead to the cemetery. There are no dogs to be found.
Wow, that's kind of cool. I'm going to have to go check that out for sure. All right, we're on to number 8.
Growling noises. Grand Theft Auto 4.
Grand Theft Auto. This is not Grand Theft Auto 5. This is Grand Theft Auto 4. Although we will talk about the ghost in Grand Theft Auto 5 in a moment.
Growling noises are considered a rare phenomenon that is said to occur inside the abandoned Alderney Casino and beach areas at night. The growls are said to be similar to that of a lion or dog, which is further confusing because there are no animals in Grand Theft Auto 4. Others say that the growls come from a ghost that resides inside the casino. The only possible explanation for the growls is the echoing sound of thunder from a storm, or it could be one of the hobos who lives and sleeps in the old casino.
Oh man, that voice just puts me to sleep.
Haunted baby stroller.
Now I have heard about this. This is Grand Theft Auto 4 again. The haunted baby stroller.
The haunted baby stroller with no visible owners. Its placement could be a reference to children in the game. It is haunted because it tends to move by itself. And when you shoot it, you can hear a little girl's voice saying, "Mommy, heart of happy."
All right, I may be playing Grand Theft Auto 4 again, too.
Venus.
Now, this one is one that everyone knows. Heart of the City. In Grand Theft Auto 4, when you go inside the Statue of Liberty and you see the beating heart, that's what they're about to explain.
If the player takes a helicopter to the Statue of Happiness in Liberty City, they can walk through a door with plaques that read, "No hidden content this way." After you climb up a giant ladder through the center of Lady Liberty, the player will find a massive beating heart suspended by chains in a red-tinted chamber. A lot of unanswered questions remain. Is the statue alive? Why is it suspended by chains? And why is it even there? It's weird, disturbing, and very confusing.
Huh. Now, the Heart of the City is one that you guys can all find, and Josh Keatley is in the chat box, and he said, most games require you to beat it 100% before you can see the Easter eggs. So that may be why I haven't seen the Red Dead Redemption ones, because I haven't gone back and checked since I've beat the game. But I'm definitely going to do that. I'm definitely going to check that out. And the Heart of the City, I know you can do it anytime, because that was one of the first things I did in Grand Theft Auto 4. Here's number 7.
Library Ghost from Gears of War Judgment. In the one shot room located above the breach shot spawn, a player can throw a grenade up into the rafters to knock loose a painting, which will fall on the wall opposite to the room entrance. Next to the portrait, there is a small scrap of paper that can only be destroyed via snub pistol. Once the paper is destroyed, a small orb will appear on the cog located on the painting wall.
Now, this one seems like there is a lot of steps to it. I will say that. It is cool. It's Gears of War, but it does seem like there's a process you need to go through on this one.
Small papers identical to the first one will then appear near all the paintings on the map. Destroying a paper will change the nearby portrait into something gruesome.
That was pretty crazy.
Once all 8 of the papers are destroyed.
Now, I would encourage you guys to go to our fan page, The After Hours Show, on Facebook, because I posted this video. So you guys, you're hearing the audio now, which is still cool because you're hearing something you may go and look up after. But they actually show you examples of this as you're going through the video. And there's 45. We're only doing the top 10.
Return to the one-shot room and find the cog fully lit with all 8 glowing orbs. Approaching the painting will cause a Reaper to phase out of it, scour through a book, and return back into the painting.
That looked pretty cool. Now this is 32 minutes, 46 seconds. Probably start at like 40 seconds, but that was really cool.
Shooting the painting will teleport you to a secret tomb, where you have to fight the Reaper on a one-on-one duel. The Reaper's health far exceeds any standard multiplayer character, and spawns with 2 random weapons every time you enter the room. While killing the Reaper does not reward you with a unique medal or a weapon skin set, it does count as a kill towards your score, and can sometimes drop a boost gun, which is the only way of getting one on this level.
Huh. So that was Gears of War, now we're on to number 6.
Yuboa from Yume Nikki.
I don't know, that was Yuboa or something. This is an old game. It looks like an old DOS game or an old, kind of like a Paperboy generation game.
Yuboa is a secret Easter egg in the Japanese freeware game Yume Nikki, where the player controls a girl while she dreams. The game is very explorative and could at face value be considered barren, but there are spooky secrets underneath it all. When in a certain NPC's house, there is a 1 in 64 chance that when you flip the light switch off, Yuboa will suddenly appear. It's a startling effect to be sure, but the entire house changes. You can't leave the house, you can't turn the light back on, and the only thing you can really do is touch Yuboa, since he stalks you around the room.
And this is kind of it. I don't know if it's scary, but this is like a cartoon version of a game. And I guess it is weird considering what images they're showing, but it's not scary, scary.
Or stab him with your knife effect.
Yeah, so that's interesting. That's an interesting game. It looks like something you can download for free, to be honest. Now we're on to number 5.
The Mannequin Head. Condemned. Criminal origins. At Bart's department store, if the player gazed at the nearest mannequin at the right, before the enemy shows up, the mannequin's head will slowly turn toward the direction of the player.
That's kind of cool. Now, this is the Condemned, or not the Condemned, sorry, that's a movie. This is Condemned. I don't know what level it is exactly. I've never played this game, but if I was to play this game, this is one that's easy enough to notice while you're playing through. And at the same time, it's also easy enough to not notice while you're playing through, if that makes sense. So this is something that you might not have to look too hard for. It just kind of happens. And if you're looking at that mannequin, you're going to see his head turn, and it turns really slowly. And this one's for me personally would freak me out a little at first, but then I'd be like, that's pretty cool.
And remain in that fixed position. Now, the idea was for the player to wander away from the mannequin so that it whispers. This in turn will entice the player to turn around and notice the head already turned.
You're dead.
And that whispering you hear right there is the mannequin, and that's in-game audio. I'll go back so you guys can hear this.
Exposition. Now, the idea was for the player to wander away from the mannequin so that it whispers.
All right, right here, you're going to hear in-game audio of what it whispers.
This, in turn, will entice the player to turn around and notice the head already turned.
You're dead.
See, that would creep me out a little, but at first, and then I'd be like, that's pretty cool.
Haunted changing rooms. In St. Joseph's Secondary School, once players entered the changing rooms, they turned sinisterly evil. For starters, strange supernatural forces are present. Often, doors locking themselves, locker doors opening, or lights exploding. The hidden Easter eggs here are the doors the players will wander through. If players attempted to go back, the doors will violently close with no explainable reason.
That's kind of cool, and it shows doors like floating back up into position right as you are about to get to it and kind of locking you in. At that point, I may be a little hesitant to turn around, because that's the next step into scaring someone. Okay, the door locks you in. It's only natural to turn around, and that would be an awesome. They just put like a Slender Man scare right there.
The game never mentions that the level is haunted in any way. There's no reports on the matter. There's no dead children anywhere. In fact, all the player has to fight are crawlers and addicts.
Huh, that's interesting, for sure. This is one you guys are going to want to check out on the video. Now we're on to number 4.
Crypt Scare from Mortal Kombat 9.
Now, this is a Mortal Kombat that I played, and I've actually seen this happen, and I didn't know what it was. I was just like, huh, that's weird.
In the new Mortal Kombat, there's a place called the Crypt, where you can gain prizes, such as alternate costumes or fatalities. The place is creepy enough. It consists of a dark graveyard / swampland divided into sectors, and you gain prizes in one sector by activating torture devices to kill people.
Now, for some of the people who do play the new Mortal Kombat, it's been out for a while now. It's not really that new anymore, but that the bonus part where you'd go in and lock things, you know, where you just walk in through that big level and you just pick random people to kill, like they said, this is what we're talking about.
Such as Iron Maidens and Rax. Players have stayed far away from the crypt, and for obvious reasons. Screamers. These disturbing demons will sit.
Now, that was, that noise you heard was something popping up in the screen, and it was just like a scary demon kind of looking thing, and it's supposed to scare you. And I have seen this, but I have seen it when I put my game controller down for a second to go to the bathroom or something. I have seen that.
Only flash on screen for a split second, seemingly at random intervals, which caused a lot of fear amongst the gaming community.
All right, on to number 3.
Face from Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Mob of the Dead.
All right, this is one that a lot of you guys probably know, and, you know, some of you may not. And I actually have seen this on YouTube a couple times. I think it's essentially a screamer, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll let them describe it.
When on the roof where the plane is assembled, the player is required to have a sniper rifle, such as the Barrett M82A1 or the DSR-50. They must proceed to the far end of the roof to the left of the runway. If the player scopes in on the firework display in the distance, a distorted picture of what appears to be Rusman's face will flash up on the screen for a split second.
Yeah,
why this happens and to what purpose?
That is a screamer, definitely.
Remains a mystery.
All right, guys, we're on to number 2.
Doom 3 Easter eggs. Hidden face. When you start Doom 3 in Wait, you will be given an intro with lots of text about the advancement of the UAC. Near the end, for a split second, a zombie skeleton face with one eye missing and a wide open mouth will appear on the planet. You must have a quick eye, because it lasts only a second. The mirror. While wandering the toilets of the first few levels, there will be many mirrors placed above the sinks. However, one of them reveals a terrifying Easter egg.
That one actually got me. I haven't watched that one. It's kind of like a screamer minus the scream. It just something pops up, and I hadn't seen it, but I knew it was coming. And so that's, I was like, ugh.
Hidden messages on keypads. In the first few levels, you will encounter rooms with the pentagram symbol on the floor, surrounded by candles where demons spawn from. The rooms have keypads to get into them, but some doors have keypads that are broken. If you look closely, you will see text saying something. When it blinks, the text quickly changes and says something like, "Hell waits to kill you."
Huh, that's interesting. That's one you guys are going to want to check out on the video that I posted on our fan page. It is, we're on number two.
Whispering voices. The first bathroom you can enter is on the right-hand side.
Man, these voices just get harder and harder to understand.
And a man will exit from it. If you venture to the far corner of the cubicles, you'll hear strange whispering, almost as if the man of air is whispering.
I can't even take this guy seriously. It sounds like, oh man.
The fact that most of the UAC staff claim that unexplained things are happening ties this Easter egg together.
All right, finally, number one. I hope it's Zelda.
Vandalized faces.
Oh man, it's not Zelda. This one is Game Boy.
From the Game Boy camera. The Game Boy camera allowed you to take a picture of yourself and edit it. While in next edition, it was rather useless because the Game Boy screen was very small and the screen resolution was grainy and did not support color. It didn't sell very well and had many complaints from users who had pressed the run button. The run button was meant for a minigame, but it wasn't the type of minigame that you would have expected. Pressing this button would make the game freeze and show you a number of vandalized...
Wow, what the balls!
Creepy faces.
You guys need to check that one out. That one's weird. It's not scary, but it's just messed up that Game Boy did that. That's messed up. Now it shows like a weird picture. His eyes are all colored in, looks kind of messed up. And it says, "Who are you running from?" Like, are you kidding me? That one just looks like Kiss. And it says, "Don't be so silly." That one's messed up. And it says, "Who are you running from?" It's like this, I want to say Asian. I may be wrong. And then he's got a weird like horns and... Ugh, I hate clowns. This is not okay. I just don't like clowns. All right, we're done with that. Let's move on. All right, guys, so that was it, the top 10. Hopefully there was something in there that made you want to bring out that old game you haven't been playing in a while and check it out. I am definitely going to check out the Red Dead Redemption one because that is one that I have... I know I've beaten it. I haven't gone back to the mansion and checked it out after. So that will do that for the list. That's the top 10 list, guys. I was a little late getting into the studio, but I still wanted to give you that list because it was fun. And this Saturday, what we're going to be doing is we are going to be talking about some cool things. We have some videos we didn't get to last week. We are going to be talking about some other fun things. And I don't want to reveal too much, but we're also bringing back special guests to the After Hours show. We're just booking them and we're trying to figure out when we want to air their interviews and stuff like that. But we have great stuff on the way. We also just launched the After Hours Show TV, which is, like I said, right now it's kind of just like a video player, but it's 24/7. It's always running and you guys can go check it out. We are going to be starting to air shows like a real TV, like DirecTV would. We're going to have different shows from different people, different YouTube channels, and they'll have a new episode every week and they'll be in our TV guide and you guys can go check them out. We're also going to be doing live events, live shows, and it's really cool. It's a cool thing. As it says on the site, it's still in beta, but it's we're working on it quickly. And my newest project is Pimp My YouTube, which it's fun. And then I'm also bringing back, a lot of people liked the YouTube Attitude Era that I did on my gaming channel. I'm starting that up in November too. So it's going to be season two of that. I'm going to be doing a lot more just things in general. So it's all going to be on the After Hour Show TV. Also, you know, it'll be on my YouTube channel too. So if you follow that, that's going to be the first place it goes. And then there's other videos that won't be on my YouTube that will only be for the After Hour Show TV. If you guys have any videos or if you have a show series that you want to get on, we can give you a time slot and we can get your show aired on the After Hour Show TV. So that'll do it for this week, guys. Go over, check out the Facebook page, see what's going on with the show. And that is the best way to stay in touch with us, guys. We'll see you Saturday night. And if you follow me on YouTube, well, then you'll see me sooner than Saturday. But for everyone else, I want to thank you for tuning in. This has been the After Hours Show.